everyone, welcome you all to another episode of Interestosity. In this segment, I will be speaking about critics' punch. We all must have faced some sort of criticisms in our life, right? The only way to avoid criticism is to say nothing, to do nothing, and to be nothing. Never allow people who gave up on their dreams convince you to give up on yours. Don't let yourself to be led astray by the opinions of others, especially by those who were too scared to go after their dreams, those who lacked the courage to fight for their dream. It's not only your enemies and haters that will discourage you, but your own family and friends too. Your parents almost always want what's best for you. They might at times talk you out of your dream, because they don't want you to get hurt. They're conditioned to keep you from being hurt, going right back to when you were a baby. But are you a baby still now? You're not a baby anymore. You're a man. You're a woman. You are strong. You are your own person with your own opinions. You are in charge of your life. You are in charge of your own decisions. You are capable of making your own choices. And you are strong enough to handle the consequences if it does not work out for you. You are big enough to handle any challenges that comes based on the decisions you make on your own. You call it truth, I call it opinion. Look, if I wanted average, I would have asked for their opinion. Please don't get me wrong here. I'm sure average is great, but average might not be something which you are seeking right now. Never let others' opinions sway your dreams. Your dreams will never be their success story. Don't say sorry, because you should never apologize for chasing your dreams. And you know what? Opinions are the cheapest commodity on earth. But the best opinion for your soul is found in your own inner voice. It is the courage inside you, the courage of no failures. No fear of opinions. That courage is found when you follow your heart. It is not what's best for your mom or your dad. It is not what society says as good or bad, not what makes you look important, but what you want. Critics, doubters, haters, naysayers, they will always discourage you because they are threatened by your success. They believe that if you become successful, they will be less significant and they will be left behind. By you becoming more, they will become less. They say the hardest prison to escape is your own mind. You must have heard that nothing destroys iron except its own rust. Likewise, nothing can keep you away from pursuing the things you want except your own thoughts. Mostly because our minds are exploding with the opinions of others, trying to fit in this world, trying to live up to others' expectations, comparing ourselves to others, and most importantly, which everyone makes a mistake is, mistaking opinions for truth. You will have to escape that prison, and you will have to learn to live freely. Refuse to listen to those voices, which will never understand your dream. Have your blinkers on and don't stop until you realize your true purpose, until your dreams become your reality. There is only one voice which you should listen to, and deep down inside you know which voice is that, right? It's your own voice. Never listen to those who say you cannot do things. And you know what, haters? Haters don't really hate you. They hate themselves because you are a reflection of what they wished to be at some point of time. Always remember, winners focus on winning and losers focus on winners. With this thought in mind, always put the best version of yourself in every situation. Thank you all for listening to me. Stay tuned for the next episodes. Till then, stay happy and healthy. Bye.